Have you seen things change in the last year or so? We've seen the Palestinians become an observer state at the United Nations. Have you been able to feel any difference between the way that the Palestinians are feeling about themselves and about their future?
It's not easy in a short visit to realize what Palestinians, of course, authorities or people feel, but it is in many hearts a great hope to be able to manage to go ahead, to have future. I think everybody knows that to become a new state observer, of course, not a plain state there in the United Nations, but an observer state, could be a chance for them just to explain much better what they want to do in the concert of nations with other nations. For this reason, I think that it is in many hearts. You see, perhaps also because Christmas celebration and these are feasts here, and that continue because many churches celebrate Christmas not on the same time as Catholics do on the 25th of December, because it's continuing during January some rites to the celebration during January. And for this reason, I think that is a great hope. Hope that that would be a new deal, a new chance, just to become much more themselves, and also to offer what they think, what they feel, what they want, that they are sure they are not a violent country, but working people, and for this reason, I think that would be nice. Also in Jordan, we've seen the great difficulties they have with having solidarity with all refugees had come to the country. In Jordan, we remember there are 50 years they arrived, the Palestinian refugees. Afterwards, a great arrival were the Iraqi refugees. And now, in these days, arrive the Syrian refugees. That means a lot of people, and it's difficult for them.
When you say difficult, are you referring to the physical challenges, the humanitarian challenges?
Especially for food, for water, to have a proper room or a proper house, of course, because they are living in tents, many of them in Syrians. Others could go with families, of course, families in relation of them, because in Middle East many people are cousins or parents between among us, among themselves. But yes, there are difficulties for food, and especially for rooms, and also for education. The government is preoccupied because they have so many in so few times. They said, a member of the royal family we've met said to us that from May till now, they have started counting these refugees, but there are much more, and they have arrived at 250,000 people coming from Syria, which means that with the others, perhaps there are 600,000 people arrived in this country, which the conditions of living are not so good as they want. This, for the population of Jordan, it's a great account, it's a great number, which means many, many difficulties, of course, just to help them. But the solidarity is here, and we see that the Jordan really is a country open to others and are open their arms. We would like to demand to the international people, countries in the United Nations, of course, but to others, to help the government of Jordan. Because if not, they have no possibilities to do what they want and what they need.